The first bit of news has been this sarcophagus that was discovered. Some of you have probably heard about this. There was a there was a headline that says impending apocalypse, Egypt poised to open a mystery black sarcophagus, and Twitter fears the worst. So Egyptian archaeologists discovered a massive 2,000-year-old sealed tomb, and you know, they wanted to open it, and they have opened it, and we'll get to that in a minute, but they wanted to see what or who was inside. And so a lot of people on Twitter were freaking out about this. So it's a black granite sarcophagus. It was uncovered in a tomb deep beneath the Egyptian city of Alexandria in early July. It's believed to be the largest sarcophagus ever discovered in Alexandria, at 9 feet long, 5 feet wide, 6 feet deep. And that comes from Mustafa Waziri, General Secretary of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities. The sarcophagus discovery, while it's intriguing, it's raised a lot of questions about why a person would require such a large tomb and what artifacts could be hiding, and you know, what might come out, what might be in there once the vault is unleashed. And again, there's been a lot of speculation on Twitter having to do with giants and curses and demons and Nephilim and all that stuff. Now, the sarcophagus was also covered in a thick layer of mortar, which suggests that it had not been opened since the Ptolemaic period to which it dates back, which is somewhere between 305 BC and 30 BC. And so that means that whatever is inside, you know, whether it's a person or jewelry, clothing, anything else, it would still likely be intact. And that was a fact not well received by some people that are alarmed. So, yeah, like, so one person on Twitter, you know, they found this, said they found this black granite sarcophagus, and that's really cool. But if all the movies have taught me anything, guys, don't open that. Just leave it alone. So a lot of people on Twitter were saying not to open it. But also discovered in the tomb was an alabaster head of a man, which some believe may represent the person buried in the coffin. And most ancient tombs discovered in Egypt were looted in one era or another, often leaving archaeologists with a limited understanding of the person inside. So this untouched artifact gives the team a rare opportunity to uncover the mummy for themselves. Now, some people suggested that the sarcophagus, coupled with the recent discovery of a Neolithic henge in Ireland, is either a sign of an impending apocalypse or very extravagant marketing scheme for a new Indiana Jones movie or something like that. But all that aside, the greatest hurdle into figuring out, you know, might be actually just opening the tomb, because, and they have opened it, but this was one of the initial worries, because it's estimated to weigh some 30 tons, and moving this vault would be no easy feat. So experts have had to figure that out. But again, like I said before, there have been some people that have said, well, since it's a giant tomb, you know, it probably houses a giant skeleton. And then people will go into Nephilim stuff, giant stuff. If people aren't familiar with the term Nephilim, it refers to Genesis 6 in the Bible, where it talks about giants being born from angels and humans, basically. And one of the foremost experts in this field is Dr. Michael Heiser, and he wrote a quick article about it recently, and what this might mean. So I wanted to go through some of that, because I agree with Dr. Heiser here. Mike's a really good friend of mine, and I really appreciate his work, and I think it's much needed, especially in the fringe world that we kind of find ourselves in within Christianity and stuff like this. But so, you know, he takes an approach that I appreciate. So I want to talk about what Mike said about it, Dr. Heiser. And if you want to check this out, go to drmsh.com. That's Dr. Heiser's website. And click on the Paleo Babble link. You get all sorts of really good information. And it's well sourced, and he's just a really good source of information for this kind of stuff, and really a lot of different kinds. But so he writes that you know, he saw this story, and he wanted to, you know, bring about some information that the sarcophagus in the picture is probably only going to turn out to be an external sarcophagus. So, and I didn't know this. This is interesting. Mike says that sarcophagi in Egypt are kind of like those little Russian dolls that are stacked inside of each other. And the point is that you can't tell the size of the occupant by the size of the outer sarcophagus. So King Tutankhamun's body, you know, the body that we have, you know, obviously, the outer sarcophagus was 8.25 feet. And you can actually check that out and verify that that's true. The lid was 250.7 centimeters. That's 8.25 feet. But King Tut was not a giant. They x-rayed his body, and his height was 5 feet 11 inches tall. So his sarcophagus to true height, you know, non-Nephilim measurements, they aren't unique. Egyptologists have measured other sarcophagi from pharaohs and stuff, and the bodies of the kings whom they belong to, and there haven't been any giants despite the size of the sarcophagi. But you know, of course, people like Ancient Aliens and stuff are still going to run with this, as they have. So they have finally opened the sarcophagus, this mysterious black tomb. Now, again, there have been speculations. Could it contain the remains of an ancient Greek leader, Alexander the Great, or maybe even a deadly curse? But, you know, according to experts who have now unsealed it, it's a no to both. So instead, it revealed three skeletons and red-brown sewage water, which gave off, apparently, an unbearable stench. And Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities has appointed a committee of archaeologists to open the relic, which was unearthed at the construction site. Now, according to Egyptian news outlet Al Watan, they initially lifted the lid of the tomb by just 5 centimeters or 2 inches before this pungent smell forced them from the inspection scene entirely. They later pried it open with some help from Egyptian military engineers. So here is a quote from Mustafa Waziri, who we mentioned just a moment ago. Quote, "We found the bones of three people in what looks like a family burial. Unfortunately, the mummies inside were not in the best condition, and only the bones remain," end quote. And again, Mustafa Waziri is the Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities. Now, since I am recording this through Google Hangouts, I can do a screen share and show you a picture here. And we're going to do that. So just give me 1 second here. Here we go. All right. And so that right there, right here, that's what they found. So it also says here, you know, addressing media fears that disturbing the tomb could trigger an implacable Pharaoh's curse, Dr. Waziri declared, "We've opened it, and thank God the world has not fallen into darkness." Quote, "I was the first to put my whole head inside the sarcophagus, and here I stand before you. I am fine." So despite that, the site has now been clear to people amid fears the sarcophagus could release lethal toxic fumes. And Egypt's state newspaper Al Aram says that. So that is the picture. That's the skeletons, the skulls, the sewage water. Pretty gross stuff, but that's what they do. So, you know, that might raise the question, are mummies' tombs actually dangerous? Because scientists have debunked the infamous, you know, mummies' curse. And there's still some people that believe it, but that's okay. I mean, you know, with any of these issues, you always get both sides. You get people who are going to believe it and people who are going to be skeptics. You're always going to have both sides, which is why I wanted to do a show like this. Where we cover both sides. But, you know, are there actual other threats in ancient tombs? So Lord Carnarvon, man, coming out of surgery, it's left my mind a little slower than usual, but that's okay. We're going to push on. He was a financial backer of the excavation of Tutankhamun's burial site, and he died from an infected mosquito bite shortly after they opened the chamber in 1923. But since then, rumors have swirled that mold or bacteria survived in the sealed area and caused or contributed to his death. But F. DeWolf Miller, professor of epidemiology at the University of Hawaii, told National Geographic that there's no real danger. Quote, "We don't know of even a single case of either an archaeologist or a tourist experiencing any negative consequences from bacteria or tomb molds. So, end quote. So experts have said that three individuals in the Alexandria sarcophagus may have been soldiers in the time of the pharaohs. The skull of one is said to show cracks which point to an arrow injury. And then that alabaster bust, its features weathered beyond recognition, was also found. We talked about that a moment ago. The structure, again, it's almost 2 meters, so 6.5 feet high and 3 meters long. And it's the largest of its kind ever found, and it weighs 27 tons or 59,500 pounds. It's believed to date from the early Ptolemaic period, which began in 323 BC after the death of Alexander the Great. So now where are we? Archaeologists will now study the sarcophagus in depth to pinpoint when its occupants lived and how they died. So that's basically everything we know about this Egyptian sarcophagus as of now. So I would love to hear your thoughts. Leave them in the comment section below, and that would be great.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.